God's Word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. This is Will Rice, and First Light is a brief Bible challenge encouraging you to read God's Word, to think about God's Word, and to live it in real life. Recently, I read in the news about a home whose backyard had basically disappeared, at least a good part of it. It had just sunk into the earth. It had disappeared like the sand out of an old-fashioned hourglass. It was a sinkhole, and where there had been an apparent solid yard on one day, the next morning was no yard at all. It had just imploded on itself. Sometimes that's the way we are when it comes to life's situations. We think we're on solid ground, but when push comes to shove, we're standing on a sinkhole. Proverbs 14:29 says this, "He that is slow to wrath is of great understanding, but he that is hasty of spirit exalteth folly." So you have wrath and you have understanding. Wrath, of course, is an emotion. It's how you feel. And then you have understanding. That is what you actually comprehend of what is true. And it strikes me that basically we have one of three ways of responding. We can say about an issue in response, "I feel that." We can say, "Well, I think that." Or we can say, "God says, God knows." Now, as to feelings, so much of what we actually choose comes down to feelings. Even when we think we're making a logical decision, sometimes that's retroactive. We are putting a logical spin on what we feel we should do. I think there are reasons for feelings. Sometimes so-called instinct is actually, a thousand micro thoughts that you have, things you know from past experience. And even though you're not consciously putting those things together, perhaps your mind subconsciously is doing so, and you have a gut reaction to something that happens. And so I acknowledge that. But feelings are limited, and feelings are certainly fickle. Think about how often we respond to something by how we feel. We say, "Well, I don't see why," or "I don't feel that." What are we saying? We're saying that I'm responding to the situation by how I feel. In the morning, first thing, sometimes I feel like staying in bed. At the end of the day, sometimes I feel like being a glutton instead of being careful with what I eat. There are numerous times throughout the day where I feel like doing the wrong thing and not the right thing. So how you feel may be of some significance, but it's no way to live your life because it's up and down. Perhaps a step better is saying, "I think." Sometimes I've said, "Well, I think," and someone responds, "Well, that's what you get for thinking." Proverbs 14, verse 29 says, "He that is slow to wrath," that is, you may feel something, but it's the way it's controlled, "is of great understanding." So you have how you feel, and then you have, what someone thinks. Thinking is important. But sometimes what I think can be misled. There's never been a day where our senses can be more misled than right now. Someone says, "Well, I know what I saw." Well, you may know what you saw, but what you saw may be false. There's so much going on today that is Photoshopped that sometimes it's difficult to distinguish the difference between what is real and what is really made up. So I feel, I think, and then finally God says, which is to say God knows. The only solid ground today is what God knows. Look, how much do you know? You can't see 1 mile down the road. You can't see 1 minute into the future. And so the fact of the matter is, we talk about faith being blind. Nothing is more blind than being limited to what you can actually perceive. What does God know? Well, if there be a God, and there is, He knows everything. From beginning to end, He knows the future. He's already there. And so the only solid ground today is what God knows. Sometimes we say, I just speak my mind. So let me ask you a question. Are you feeling today? Are you thinking today? Or are you listening today, listening to God and therefore knowing? What a wonderful thing to not know the future, not know what is a mile down the road, but know the one who does know. And that's where faith comes in. I can be quick to wrath and low of understanding, or I can be slow to wrath and of great understanding. I can be hasty of spirit and exalt foolishness, or I can be wise because I'm living my life based upon the solid ground, not just of how I feel, not just of how I think, but what God knows.